play is over for the day at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, and the field is whittled down to the players who will contend for the green jacket on Sunday. All the star players are there, including Tiger Woods, and NPR's own star Tom Goldman is there, too. He joins us now from Augusta. And Tom, bring us up to date. What's happened today?
Thank you, Melissa. Well, we've got, it's pretty tight up at the top of the leaderboard. We've got a couple of Americans who are tied for the lead, Chad Campbell and Kenny Perry. We should note Kenny Perry's age. He's 48. And if he continues to play great golf, which he has done the first few days, he would be the oldest champion of a major title. But again, what you do Thursday and Friday doesn't always happen Saturday and Sunday because the pressure gets a little tight. But right now, Chad Campbell and Kenny Perry are at 9 under par.
Now, you did not mention Tiger Woods. What's happening with Tiger?
Right. Not a good day for Tiger Woods. It was kind of up and down. He never really made a move. He was missing a lot of putts. I walked along with his group for about 5 or 6 holes, and he'd get a birdie, but then kind of throw it back by getting a bogey the next hole. And word has it, although I haven't confirmed this, Melissa, that in his post-round practice session out on the driving range, he kicked over his golf bag out of frustration.
Ouch.
So Tiger wasn't happy. He's in a 2 under par, which is 7 strokes off the lead, but he said afterwards he's not worried about that 7 strokes, and we know that Tiger Woods can make up pretty much what he wants if he plays well.
And a number of big names who did not make the cut, Tom.
Right. A list of some very significant players, Retief Goosen, Ernie Els, Greg Norman, who was playing here for the first time in, since 2002, Fred Couples, and a legend, Gary Player, who announced that he was playing his final Masters after, I believe, about 52 of them. A very emotional scene. When he got to the 18th green, he knelt down on one knee and just kind of to you know, make note of this moment for him. He said he wasn't bothered by not making the cut. It's been a grand run for him.
A historic day for him. Also, for a young player from California, Anthony Kim.
Yeah, Anthony Kim, who a lot of golf fans got to know last year at the Ryder Cup. He was kind of the inspirational leader, a young man who played really well in that competition. Anthony Kim had 11 birdies in his round, a birdie being 1 under par for a hole, and that is a tremendous achievement. That was a Masters record, in fact. And interestingly, afterwards, Anthony Kim was asked, you know, how did you do that? And he said one of the big reasons was he had read a story about Nick Adenhart, the young Major League Baseball pitcher who was killed by a suspected drunk driver yesterday. And he said that just kind of motivated him in the sense that it put things in perspective. And he said, you know, I wasn't going to go out and whine about a 3-putt or whatever. I was just going to kind of seize the moment and realize that you have to treat each moment like it could be your last.
Tom, earlier this week you reported for us on complaints, displeasure among golfers about the way they've redesigned the Masters course over the last few years. What are you hearing from players about that?
You know, you're not hearing a lot about that. The focus is really on the weather. And interestingly, the Masters tournament officials kind of threw a gift to the players yesterday by giving them favorable locations for the pins to make it easier to score. They also had a beautiful sunny day, so there was a lot of low scoring. 38 players were under par. That was a record for an opening round. Today, however, they made the pin placements a little dicier, and the weather was really tough. It was sunny, but it was incredibly windy, and that not only threw off players, you know, hitting their shots from the fairway and their drives, but it also dried out the greens and made it a lot tougher to putt. I saw a lot of missed putts today.
Okay, Tom, enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Melissa.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman in Augusta for the Masters.